think God can do. We don't go big because we think, well, let me take a look. I heard a story by Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart, the son, told the story how his father, when he started out in the ministry, said the mother was a real serious believer. Her faith was on fire. And then the son started out in the ministry and needed a car to be able to cover his areas of ministry. And then, you know, to own a car about that time was to be a millionaire. And then the man was trekking all over the place, and the mother called him one day and said, Jimmy, so why don't you ask God to give you a car? He said, I pray. And then the boy started out praying. And they know, you know, that kind of prayer, you're not too sure. And he said, my son, shut up. He said, our God is big. He will give you anything. He said, Lord, forgive this young man. He doesn't know you. He said, I'm asking you to give him a car, a real good one, and describe the car for him. And said, in Jesus' name, he said, Jimmy, go get ready. You get a car. It wasn't long. Somebody gave him a car. And then, listen to this. There was drought. You know what? How many of you know what drought is? There's no rain. And the father was a farmer. Remember, the wife is Jimmy Swaggart's mom, a woman of faith, who told the son, you don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. He said, God, forgive this young man. He doesn't know you. He said, a big God. He said, give him a car, and told him the type of car. And that was 1930-something. And God gave him. So now, there was drought in the whole area of that Texas or something. Texas area. Serious drought. And then the husband said, if we don't have water, I'm going to lose all my cotton and lose all my money and lose all my income. It's going to be miserable for us. And the woman said to him, he said, then get ready for rain. He said, what do you mean get ready for rain? He said, follow me. And then he followed her. He marched the husband to the pastor's house. He came and said, pastor, he said, we came here to pray that God will send rain. There hasn't been rain in this state, and farmers are going losing their crops. So we came to ask for rain. Why? Because our God can do all things. You see, you can't even say it. I said, why are you looking at me? So he said that three of us should lean down here and ask God to send rain. I mean, I'm talking of bone dry drought. Listen to this story. They prayed. And as they were praying, the woman said, stop. He said, God has heard us. See what I'm talking about, conversational prayer. You should hear God and know what God is saying. He said, yeah, he spoke. That's it. That's it. He said, that's it. So the woman went and started bringing out all these things they use for collecting water. You know, then there wasn't all these pipes and pumps. They used to have big containers for collecting water. So she brought them out and started washing them. And then the neighbors came by and said, what are you doing? He said, we prayed. There's going to be rain this night. So I'm bringing out my containers. Guess what they did? Laughed her to scorn. She was washing them and bringing them out. Lining them, you know where you have zinc. You line them so when it is raining, you're collecting the water. And then the husband said to the wife, he said, my wife, where is the rain? He said, God is sending it. He had us. They went home. There was no sign of rain anywhere. Bone dry. Hot Texas drought. Brethren, they went to bed. And somewhere in the midnight, thunder came. Big. They had the heaviest rain they ever had. The heaviest rain they ever had. And now the husband about that time was not saved. Guess what he did? What did he do? He got saved quick, fast. Very quick, fast. You know, all this is an answer because I've been really thinking aloud, talking with God. I say, why are Christians really not getting much? I said to God, you need to do something for them. He said, I've done everything I should do for them. I gave them Jesus, and in Jesus I gave them everything. And then I think in answer to these questions and conversation, he let me hear this. That the problem is that we call him God here. That we don't act like he's God. I remember when we had a major issue here. And I was asking the Lord, I said, how do you handle this? The only thing he told me is that I'm God. That was all. What did he say? I'm God. I remember that's what he said to Israel. Be still and know that I'm God. That's all he said. And after some time, I forgot what he said completely. And I started making plans. Serious plans. And I got people together. I said, we need to do this. We need to do this. We need to do this. And the more we were doing that, the more we were like hitting the wall. And I went back to him. I said, Lord, this is not working. And then he didn't talk to me until we were doing a family prayer. My wife and I were praying. And then there was a scripture my wife brought. And I said, wow, this scripture speaks to me. And then I went after the prayer to go and search that scripture. Listen to this. I went to get the same scripture that we studied. And I got that, the book, a chapter and a verse. I thought I was reading the same scripture, but it was a different one. And that one was talking to me. It was an answer to what I was doing. And then I said, but this is not the scripture we read. But it's talking in line with what we read. And then the Lord said, that's the answer to what you're asking me. So I brought you to this nation. And that's exactly what that scripture said. I brought you to this nation. I did this. And I did this. And I did this. And I told you not to be afraid of the people among whom you dwell. And you are not listening to me. I still have it. So I'm not listening to me. So I told my wife, I said, wow. You see what God is saying? My wife said, I have never followed you in that direction because I knew where God was standing. And I said, now, John, you will stand together. Praise the Lord. Do you know what I got out of it? Great peace. You always know it when you hook on to God because peace is the normal thing that comes. Not just peace. Great what? Peace. Because your mind is now stayed on him. He will keep you in perfect peace. And I said, yeah, you know what he told me? And stupid, I'm acting so foolishly. While we're discussing those things, I told him, I said, no, God told me I'm God. You know, I said, he told me I'm God. But let's make this plan. I don't know how many of us know that he's God. Be still and know. And he asked one question. He said, is there anything too? You have to fill in those things. I can't fill in for you. If you know the things that are too difficult, you have to fill them in. And say to God, I know, but these ones are too difficult for you. You know, the prophet came and told him, he said, about this time tomorrow, he said, the bowl of flour will be sold for half a penny in a country where there was a drought, that was famine, bone marrow famine. And God said, by this time tomorrow, there'll be so much flour here that the price will be ridiculous. And somebody said, even if, what did the person say? Even if God will open what? Heavens, he said, how can this thing be? And God says, okay, you will see it. But you will not what? You will not eat of it. You'll be here and see it happen. You know why I asked that question? He forgot that this is God. With whom all things are possible. I don't know how many times we too forget And then we say, even if, how can these things be? Even if. But he told you in the Bible what he's doing. But you're thinking, even if the whole heaven will open, can see how. Oh no, you're not supposed to see how. The how is his business. Your business is only belief. Praise the Lord. The how is not your what? Business. Because you are not the one that performs the word. So you wondering how to perform the word is you wasting your time. Praise the Lord. And remember the disciples. We went to tell him now in the wilderness. And there were 5,000 men. And when you have 5,000 men, you have more than 5,000 women and their children. And now Jesus said, okay, what do you have? They said, we have what? Eh? What? How many loaves? And how many fish? And the disciples came to Jesus and said, sir, can I ask you a question? He said, what is this to all this? What are you talking about, Jesus? This? If you give Hugo 5 loaves when he's hungry, it might not go too far. I mean, he might send it down and still need some more. I mean, a hungry youth will deal with 5 loaves. And then they're asking Jesus, sir, can we ask you, what is this to this number here? And brethren, don't forget that they're in the desert where there is heat. And what you need in the desert includes water. Where was water? No. Have you ever eaten when you are dry? What do you need immediately? Because the food will stay. And when they gave it to Jesus, when Jesus said, I know my Father, he really knows this one. There was no hesitation. He just gave thanks. No long prayer, no speaking in tongue. He just gave thanks. He said, okay, you can give them. And I'm wondering what the disciples were thinking. Did you ever meet Doubting Thomas? You know, he was there. I'm just wondering what he would do when Jesus gave him a piece of bread like this. And Thomas would take it and look at the crowd. He would go, is this a joke or what? But that's what they gave them. Pieces of bread. They were wondering, how can this thing work? But God said, it's by my spirit, if you want the answer. Praise the Lord. How can it work? It's not your business. It's by his spirit. If you want to find out, go and meet the Holy Spirit and say, I want you to tell me how I must walk. See what he will tell you. But did it work? I'm asking. Yes. Now, not only did it work, they had how many baskets left? How many? The 2 times this thing repeated. 2 times. And each time, they will still not get the point. Each time, they will still be confused. And there was this woman called Mary. And the angel of the Lord came and said to Mary, you are going to have a baby. And Mary said, how can these things be, seeing that I know not a man? And then they said, you see, it's not you. The Spirit of the Most High will come upon you. And Mary said, wonderful thing. He said, let it be to me according to what you said. Praise the Lord. I didn't hear you. I was writing one letter to the district. They asked me about some things. I was explaining to them some things that we feel God is leading us to do. And after I explained something, and then something said to me, these things haven't even started. And I said, shut up. is done. Because all things are possible to him that what? Believes. As I'm not looking to look by sight. Call it done, it's done. Why? He is God. He is what? I want to remind each one of us that he is God. I don't have too much to, I don't have too much message. I say one thing. He is what? God. And the next thing, be still. Stop fidgeting. Stop bothering yourself. All these religious things is not what will help you nothing. Just be still. Be what? Be what? Abba. Be what? Got to be still. Enter into his rest. I was telling Mike, I said, you know, we human beings, we, I don't know why we like walking by sight. And so, God says, enter into my rest, be still. But now, I'm entering into the rest of God. And then the things are still as bad as they are. So the natural thing I do is, I want to do something. And pretend that God is doing, helping me do that. But God said, be still. Enter into my rest. Quiet. Cease from your labor. Stop. Please stop. Stop, stop, stop. You're done. But you know, we can't be still. We don't want to be still. We want to do something. That thing you're doing is the arm of the flesh. It will fail you. Until you learn to keep that arm under control so that the arm of the Lord will what? Show up. And the arm of the Lord will always show up when you put your arm in the pocket, because he will share his glory with nobody. You are not God, only him. So one thing we learned this evening is that he's God. And the other thing we said is be still. The other thing we said, enter into his rest. Cease in all your labor. Stop bothering yourself. Stop worrying yourself. Stop doing all these religious things. It won't help you. Just be still. And know one thing. That he's what? God. How shall these things be? It's not your problem. The Spirit of the Most High will perform the word of God. Can I hear amen? And remember that with God there is nothing that is there. Now remember Moses. God said to him, why are you bothering me, Moses? Why are you crying up to me? Shouldn't the man cry? There was a problem. God said, why? But he said, stretch forth your hand. Brethren, I want you to explain to me what science that stretching forth a stick has to do with a sea. Somebody should explain it to me. Stretch forth your hand. How does that thing work? What science is there? Somebody praise the Lord. But the Spirit of God explained it to us. Said, the sea saw God and ran away. So when the man stretched forth his hand, God began to move. The Spirit of God began to move. And see, the sea saw what human eyes were not seeing. And they were run away. He said, the mountain saw God and began to quake. So you know that mountains see God. The sea saw God. So every problem you have, they can also see God. And they quake. The sea saw God and God didn't even say anything. He said he saw God and ran away. The aura, every water disappeared, ran backwards. Say, that's my maker. I'm done.